This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. It's possible that when Joe Biden is sworn in as president 2 weeks from now, the Democrats will control not just the White House, but the House and the Senate.
Georgia will decide today in two runoff elections. If Democrats can unseat both incumbent Republicans, they will also control the Senate, with Vice President-elect Kamala Harris as the tie-breaking vote, making an easier path for President-elect Joe Biden.
This is not hyperbole. You can change America.
Hours after he spoke in Atlanta,
America, as you know it, will be over.
President Trump was in northern Georgia, boosting not just the incumbents, but his own claims that he won Georgia's presidential vote.
The Democrats are trying to steal the White House. You cannot let them. You just can't let them steal the U.S. Senate.
The runoffs come a day before Congress is due to certify Biden's White House win. Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Trump is pressing Republican lawmakers to formally object tomorrow when Congress meets to certify Joe Biden's presidential win, and Washington is locking down. The AP's Mike Gracia.
With pro-Trump rallies planned in Washington, D.C. on Tuesday and Wednesday, the nation's capital has mobilized the National Guard. According to a defense official, some 340 D.C. National Guard members will be activated and about 115 will be on duty at any given time.
Now some good news about the fight against the coronavirus. Nurse Sandra Lindsay in New York City is the first healthcare professional in this nation to be fully vaccinated against COVID-19. She got that second shot yesterday.
I know that we're not out of the woods yet. We don't have that herd immunity yet, but the burden feels definitely much lighter today.
But in Los Angeles, more than one in five people are now testing positive for the virus. This is AP News. France is vaccinating residents against COVID-19 so slowly, people there are furious. The AP's Charles de Ledesma is overseas with this report.
Amid a public outcry, France's health minister is promising a dramatic acceleration of his country's shockingly slow coronavirus vaccination process. After barely 500 people in France were vaccinated in the first 6 days, Health Minister Olivier Véran has defended the government's strategy of giving the vaccines first to residents of nursing homes. Now he vows to simplify a bureaucratic consent process blamed in part for France's lagging vaccinations. Vaccination centres and categories of people eligible for early vaccines will be expanded, and people will be allowed to sign up for vaccinations on an app or by phone. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.